This is the Freedom Fiend, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a toasted 420 degrees Fahrenheit.
There you go.
To keep a sin flood of statism out of your head and a sin flood of Doritos and Mountain Dew in your belly. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it?
Yeah.
I'm so wasted.
It's making me lightheaded, man.
I was a little bit earlier, but I'm pretty.
Oh my God! Nick sent me some yak hair, and I like synthesized it and injected it, and now I'm just flying all high. And then I sold them to Buddhist monks out in the California mountains.
You mean somebody on sleeping pills didn't like accidentally buy them?
They bought Nick.
Yeah. Poor Nick.
Originally, the guy tried to buy a yak, and then they bought a yak farmer.
So what is the Freedom Fiends covered by, Lou?
The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yay.
And this is the annual 420 Fiend celebration.
Woo.
April 20th.
So I saw a thing on Facebook yesterday that it said it's 420 Eve. Have you put out milk and cookies for Snoop Dogg yet?
No.
Or Willie Nelson?
Yeah.
I saw that one today.
I shared that one today.
Oh, what, the one with Willie Nelson? The one for Willie Nelson? Okay, yeah. The Snoop Dogg one is the one I saw last night. So.
Yeah.
But anyway. Alrighty. So, what has everyone done to celebrate 420 today? Anything?
Now, no confessing to felonies on the show, so you go first. You're in Colorado,
That's true.
It's not confessing for you.
Yeah, I didn't have an actual like celebration per se because I knew I had this big show going on tonight, so I didn't actually go out. Kind of stayed in, tried to nap, but got all worked up over Facebook.
Aww. That seems like totally counterintuitive to the day itself, does it not?
I know, it kind of does.
No, it's perfect, though. So now instead of yelling at people on Facebook, you can come on the radio and yell about those people on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay? Now that is so much more effective and a much better investment, I think, of your time. So, probably great.
Yeah. But it's highly doubtful that many of those folks are listening, but that's okay. Yeah.
You just said
they weren't listening on Facebook either. So,
you know what? That's a very good point. Yep. It's just like, la, la, la.
Every time I open up Facebook, I keep asking, who left the bag of idiots open?
I just wish there was like a switch you could just flip that's like memes only. Like no stories, no videos, no GIFs, just all memes, because really that's all I care about. So
isn't that Instagram?
Yeah, there you go.
I think so.
That's true.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, keep it short and sweet and please, oh gosh, I'll tell you what's really has been getting to me a lot lately, really for not just lately but for quite a while, are videos people have posted of dogs being shot by cops. That's just heartbreaking, and it's like I can't watch that anymore. I just can't, you know. I mean, I know it's happening, but I just can't watch it. It's just like I quit being able to watch, you know, police brutality. You know, I mean, or like not just against dogs, but also humans. And it's just like, I don't know, it just breaks my heart so badly.
That's the way I feel about almost any mainstream media broadcast in general.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I mean.
Aggravating and just frustrating, and I've seen it before, and it's just enrages you, gets your blood pressure up. However, you know, I even though I don't want to watch police brutality videos because there's so many of them, it's really easy to get your I had to stop following things like Cop Block that I love, just because it was like my entire news feed would be nothing but police brutality. I'm like, man.
And it's so, and yeah, not only, you know, it's so, I was blown away by how many hits on Google I got when I Googled cops shooting dogs. I couldn't believe how many hits there were out there.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's really horrible.
It does. I mean, it does happen a lot, and unfortunately, you can. I mean, you can only watch so many of them. They all pretty much end the same way.
And then a child
crying, you know, blood on the living room floor. Like, come on, guys.
I think the huge number of views though is kind of. I'd like to think it's a positive sign almost because more people are recognizing this. Because, like, for instance, the last one that happened, I think you and I talked about it a couple of weeks back when we were on a show together, actually. But I know we had both seen the video that day, and I posted one, and that was the last one I did a few weeks back, and a lot of statist people on my feed actually responded to it, and all had so like I think that's why those views are more, because there's actually people besides us watching that.
Were they left status or right status?
It doesn't matter. Honestly, yeah.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
You know what? There are lots of people that would probably excuse the cop shooting people, but you show them a cop shooting a puppy, and they're going to freak out, right?
Exactly.
But if you replaced, you know, like teenage black man, you know, in the story with where they'd be like, oh, he probably deserved it, like, thug life, blah, blah, you know, so. But really, you've got to be a monster to look at these things and be like, well, you know, nobody's perfect, or, you know, doing his job, or I don't know what they say to excuse that.
Well, how about if you
replace Cap with teenage black boy?
Yeah.
Say that again.
How about if you replace Cap with teenage black boy?
They'd be begging to string him up in the street.
Oh.
Hello, I am back.
Okay.
Fiend phone.
Are you there?
Fiend phone.
Hey, am I there?
Fiend phone.
Okay. Sounded like we had a serious drone strike there. I couldn't figure out what was going on there.
It was a mass droning.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, the cops have gotten a hold of drones now.
Four locations at one time.
Wow.
Wow, that was... I've never seen that happen before, but anyway... There's always that moment of where you're thinking to yourself, okay, am I the one that got kicked off, or did everybody else get kicked off?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking, yeah. Wow. Yeah, okay.
Well, considering that I'm looking at the master control panel, I know that everybody got booted. But, I just imagine this. Imagine this. Instead of saying police pulled people over and demanded money at a traffic stop, what they said, teenage black guy went up to motorists and demanded money.
Right. He was hiding in the bushes, you know, waiting for a victim to come out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in an unmarked car. You know.
Yeah, in a nondescript vehicle. You know, not to be noticed and everything else. Yeah, it goes from being called law enforcement to carjacking and armed robbery.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, because it
speaking is. Speaking of armed robbery. Know, oh, go ahead. Hello,
James. You still there?
Repeat. Yeah, I'm here. I just anyway. Okay. You were about to say something, Diana.
Oh, speaking of armed robbery, I think that, you know, Lou posted an article about, or sent us all an article about civil asset forfeiture.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And about the reforms and the so-called abolition of it. And yeah, we'll discuss that a little bit later on.
Okay, yeah.
So, Diana, I understand that you've undertaken a new venture. Would you like to share that with us?
Are you talking about the match thing?
Yes.
It's actually not new. I'd say that the new thing about it for me, I mean, I've been on it off and on. I'll go on it for, you know, a couple of weeks, and I'll get thoroughly disgusted and like quit for a while and then go back on. And I recently just kind of went back on, and I decided one of the things that I could do would be to put kind of a disclaimer up on my profile just to let everyone know where I stand, and I'm not planning to change my mind about my views. And
I thought you were going to say, like, for entertainment purposes only, nothing here is legally binding, or like, you have a different kind of disclaimer in mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Term so, subject to change without a moment's notice because you are a woman.
Yeah.
Right. And, but she is protected by a BIPCOT no government license.
I actually should have put that in there. And what I did put, it was at the very beginning of my profile before they read anything else about how I like puppies and funny movies and things like that. I put disclaimer.
Shocking. Shocking revelations.
I know. So I put a disclaimer that says, okay, disclaimer, I am not conservative, nor am I liberal. You could say I'm more of a voluntarist, which means I believe that all interactions should be voluntary. I also adhere to the non-aggression principle, which means I'm against aggression, except in self-defense or coercion of any kind, including from the government and its agents. I'm very passionate about my views and won't be talked out of them. As they say, I've been there, done that, politically speaking. I don't put my faith in the government, America, the flag, or anything else related to the state. And as a Christian, I don't believe that America is a Christian nation ordained by God or any of the like. In my opinion, it's just another way the state has co-opted religion for its own use. I've heard it termed American Christianity, and scripturally speaking, you can't serve two masters. I am also 420 friendly and smoke it myself. Also, I like longish hair and beards. Not a requirement, but I'm not into clean cut types.
all hinting at military employees.
And then I put, so there it is. You may continue to read or not, but just wanted to put it out there. I'm not going to misrepresent myself just to get a date.
Now, how in the heck are you going to find a guy with that description at Porkfest?
Yeah, beards and long hair and, you know, yeah. It's going to be.
Or at least not clean cut. I like scruffy, okay? I like scruffy.
420 friendly scruffy? What?
Yeah. Does it sound like Porkfest?
You can find me at Porkfest. I'll be the guy with the long hair, beard, and the cop block t-shirt. We'll be back after this trip to the market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Cell 411, because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Here we go.
I just think it was kind of rude to do that to Harriet Tubman.
I think that for someone, and I think Jeremy said this really well on Facebook about it, you know, her being a true freedom fighter and basically ending up on the currency of the government that oppressed her, essentially. Isn't that what she says? I'm probably getting it wrong. I think I read something else like that too, but is that essentially what you said?
Well, yeah, I said it was, you know, it's a mark of it's a true mark of memorializing somebody who actually fought for freedom to put it on a piece of paper that you're forced to use via arbitrary edicts.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, let's take it a step further. If you look at Andrew Jackson being on there, he's the one that killed the Second Bank of the United States. He refused to sign off on rechartering it. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he also like known for being like a vicious butcher of natives?
He was a horrible man.
He was responsible for the Trail of Tears.
Yeah, his policies were good on banking but bad on human life. Well, actually he had the same policies for both.
Hey, nobody's perfect.
Just get rid of him.
He was consistent. You got to give him.
I was going to say he was like the Bob Barr of his time, you know. They're like, oh yeah, he's fighting the bank, you know. Yeah. But what about that Trail of Tears? Oh, he's changed, it's cool. But the Trail of Tears, no, he said he's against the bank, we're behind him now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sent the bank Indians on the Trail of Tears.
Yeah. Stop being a purist. We're never gonna build a party if we don't have some Native butchers on as candidates.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Everybody's doing it.
There's a Harriet Tubman quote. I believe it's a quote of hers. I saw the meme not too long ago, and it's called "The Road to Freedom Isn't Always a Legal One." And that is something very important to remember.
Ever a legal one?
No.
Usually not.
No, because because freedom is illegal. And unfortunately, there are people in this world that place a higher value on obedience than they do on freedom. So they could just like bow down and lick the hand that feeds them and let their leash rest lightly upon them.
Well, and I sent you guys another article about... and it's in Forbes about, you know, speaking of, you know, that, you know, we're basically not free no matter what, essentially, that even if we want to leave, even if they, you know, if the, you know, the status say, you know, if you don't love America, you know, get out kind of thing. Well,
you're free to leave.
It's like, yeah, not really.
You're free to leave, but just leave your money here.
Exactly.
You can go.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to pay your way out.
Right. Yeah, and it takes some disposable income to do that. So,
yeah, I was actually reading that article earlier this afternoon on my own, completely separate from you emailing it out. And then when I saw it, I'm like, my God, great minds think alike.
But, which article are you talking about?
This is also from Forbes. It's U.S. raises fee to expatriate by 422%.
Again.
So the hook here is when somebody says, hey, you know, taxation isn't theft, it's voluntary. If you don't like it, you're free to leave. Well, it turns out that no, you're not free to leave.
Right.
Because there are numerous fees that go along with it. And it looks like the original fee was $450. And then it got bumped up to
$2,350.
Yeah,
that was last year.
Yeah. And that is also more than 20 times.
What is it now?
I believe they added another $2,350 to it.
No. It's still. It's funny. I actually read it too independently of it being sent out.
Oh, but wow!
It's still the same. It's still $2,350. But apparently, there was a difference between relinquishing your citationship and renouncing it. I still couldn't figure out what the difference between the two was originally, but now they made the fee for both the same.
Oh,
because they had only
raised it for
renouncing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you want to relinquish your citizenship, but you want to renounce it? That's another line over there, and $2,000 more.
Yeah, I looked into it, couldn't figure out what the difference was, but apparently only one was raised last year. So now they raised the other one, and in their mind, they're just like, it's no big deal. We're just trying to create, you know, parity here. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What they say, as the State Department put it, it was just... harmonizing the two.
Harmonizing. Now, isn't this a tradition? This is a traditional method, though. I believe even during the times of chattel slavery, a slave could buy his freedom, right? There was a way you could buy yourself from the master.
Yeah.
And that was a way to escape slavery. So I think they're just kind of continuing that tradition. But now you just can leave, so I don't know really why people would pay that fee.
Because you can't really just leave. We'll go into that when we come back.
Right.
After this departure tax.
Meow worms.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
There we go.
Oh yeah. Freedom Fiends.
nice spectacular show.
That's our name. Yes. Don't wear it out.
And before we went to break, we were talking about the U.S. raising fees to expatriate by 422% a second time. Now, something that's really interesting is the rates are more than 20 times the average level in other high-income countries. So the U.S. is charging 20 times more than other developed, fairly decent income-earning countries. Gee, I wonder why that is. But anyway.
Source? Do you have a source?
From the Forbes article.
Oh, it is.
I just think it's
is?
Neat okay, that there's a that there's a form and a fee. I just think it's great that there's a basically a form and a government fee for anything, even renouncing forms and government fees. Right? Like it's perfect. So yeah. Oh, and also relinquishing and or renouncing, right? So make sure you get the right form. And don't do the wrong one.
You'd hate to get to the counter and have to start all over again.
And each department has their own separate union, so they have separate holidays in there, too. But anyway, from the article, the State Department announced it would begin charging the $2,350 fee for individuals seeking a certificate of loss of nationality.
Loss. Like, placed it, like with...
They really make it sound good.
That costs more than a welding certificate. But I don't know if you can get a job with this certificate. But anyway, based on relinquishment of U.S. citizenship, leaving the U.S. for good isn't just a matter of getting on a plane, unfortunately. It is not usually primarily about taxes, although taxes often play a part. And when it comes to taxes, persons leaving the U.S. may hope they do not have to keep filing with the IRS every year. Getting a certificate of loss of nationality and exiting will address the immigration side of the legal issue, but not taxes. And this is where
surprise.
We started the last segment talking about Harriet Tubman going on the $20 bill. When it comes to taxes, the filings are quite different. Filings and obtaining a certificate of loss of nationality doesn't mean the IRS will leave you alone. Here's the important part. With Global Tax,
FATCA.
Reporting and FATCA.
Yeah.
Or in other words, the 21st century fugitive slave laws. The list of individuals who renounce keeps going up. And, you know, I thought the reason they were raising the fees was so it wouldn't go up. But anyway, and many aren't counted. Of those on the official list, 2013 saw a 221% increase with record numbers renouncing. The Treasury Department is required to publish a quarterly list, but these numbers are understated. Now, there are two countries in the world that have worldwide taxation. And what that means is normally, like back when I lived in Germany, I didn't have to file income tax on any of the German income that I had. I did have a little Joe job on base, so I had to file U.S. taxes there. But normally, if you go abroad and you're working at some toy factory or whatever it is, you didn't have to file taxes and pay tax on your income. But now you do. And the other country that requires that is some banana republic over in Africa. So most now, countries.
Their authority just basically it says, you know, just around the globe, you are our tax cattle, regardless of where you wander.
Exactly.
You're ours. Uh-huh. Now, does this extend into space or just on Earth? Like, how far away can you get before they're like, you better be sending back the checks? You know, like, come on.
I don't think it matters how far away you go. And it's interesting. I actually clicked on one of these links from the article about, you know, the record number of people expatriating. And it's really interesting. You look at the graph starting in 1998. And it's almost exponential. I mean, I guess it kind of is, but it's like a hockey stick. It's like the global warming hockey stick almost.
Except real.
Yeah, except real. Exactly. Well,
you know, this could be how they end up basically funding the end of the empire. It'll be on the departure tax, basically, right?
Yeah.
Well, like as they're winding down, they're like, well, they'll fill up their yacht that last time on that last person's departure fee that as they leave the empire. They'll just keep raising it and raising it, I guess, until people can no longer afford to leave the plantation. I mean, nation or whatever.
well,
you had it right. And to top it off, not only do you have those fees, but you also have an exit tax, and it's a capital gains tax, as if you sold your property when you left. Mm-hmm. There is an exemption of $680,000, but if you're giving up your citizenship, you have to pay your fee to get your certificate for loss of nationality or whatever it is, and then you may also have to pay
your piece of paper.
Yeah, you may also have to pay a separate tax to take your property with you. So they're going to get their cut. You know, like any good
they're going to get their cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody quits the empire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Although Bitcoin users not affected.
Or like you said earlier,
Bitcoin users not affected.
Yeah. Or like you said earlier, slaves can buy their freedom from the massa when they leave the plantation.
Right. And you better have a decent amount of disposable income to do it. So.
Yes. And.
Well, because you are disposable, remember. Yeah.
Now, here's something for you. And this isn't in this article, but this is something I saw somewhere else, but it is related. There's a lot of people that have dual citizenship. It's quite common with Canadians to have both U.S. and Canadian citizenship. And there are Canadians that have never set foot into the American tax farm, but they're getting letters from the IRS talking about how they have to file their taxes. And how
I've heard this.
And how they have to pay tax on that income.
Yep. I've met people that's happened.
On the income that they have earned elsewhere.
Yes, yes. So...
once you claim human beings as property, why stop at the border, right?
Exactly.
Like why
right.
You know, once you've decided that one person can own another person, there are no limits. It's just, you know, it's just dotted lines and different forms. So who cares?
Ignore
them all.
Here's the thing. once you have your brand on the cattle, it doesn't matter if it leaves their plantation. And quite frankly, I'm surprised that the U.S. hasn't gone to war with Canada for rustling tax cattle. But anyway, last year, dual citizens in Canada trying to shed their U.S. citizenship created a backlog at the U.S. consulate in Toronto. President Obama has joked about his birth certificate, but accidental American status is no joke. Many end up in untenable financial situations. Still, a decision to expatriate should not be taken lightly. Yet around the world, many people are talking about it, and increasing numbers of people are actually doing it.
So what do immigration people do with you after this happens? Do they come to your house and deport you? Do they escort you to the border and just toss you into the nearest other country? Or how do
I'm sure they do, but they charge extra. There's a $2,350 fee for that. Per hour.
God.
It's so big stuff. Yeah, but you know, have you ever been to a country where there's a departure tax for just visiting? Like you were there on vacation and they're like, it's time to go home, $65 each. You know, like, have you ever been to those countries that do that?
Are there countries that do that? That actually charge you for having just been there on
leave, vacation? Just to leave, just to end your vacation. They're like, and here's the final gotcha, you know. Yeah. Thanks for coming, and we don't let you leave unless it's another, like, a couple $100 or whatever. But it's kind of like there's a bridge between Philly and New Jersey, okay? You can drive into Jersey for free, okay? But you have to pay to escape Jersey. So it's just to get
and
back
it's worth
into
every
Philly.
Penny of it.
Yeah. they found that, like, nobody really wanted to pay to go to Jersey, but, you know, people are certainly willing to pay to get out, so...
Yeah. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Without a small fee. Yeah.
Right.
So I guess going back to your question of what does immigration people do with you, do they grab you and like throw you across the border? I don't know. I think that you would have to have a Harriet Tubman type figure to get you out.
But where would she get you to? That's the thing.
I don't know. Maybe she throws you across the border, but
Somalia.
She would definitely charge less than $2,350.
I don't know. Did she charge? How did she sustain her operation? She says she freed 1,000 slaves and could have freed 1,000 more if they had only known they were slaves.
I think she actually had prominent abolitionists that were helping fund her operation. That's something that I kind of remember from history or whatever, but
I think it was Indiegogo, GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Indiegogo North and get the heck out of the South.
No, there were more well-to-do people that actually were abolitionists. I remember reading that too. Hey, that's what I'm trying to do.
That's the free market, you
know?
That's
right.
I was trying to start up an underground railroad for people exactly like this who don't want to do it that way.
The problem is now it's like, where does that, you know, at least they had like clear destinations, you know, for their underground railroad. There was like, you know, to get to the north, get to Canada. Now it's like, I guess,
well, not, not,
I don't know,
not,
where,
now
are you gonna, where are you going to get to?
Well, Costa Rica, Ecuador.
You have to keep going. That's the problem, because they're going to try to get you no matter what. So it becomes like, but there was an old song about some guy, Charlie, getting trapped on the train in Boston. Why can't I remember that now? But anyway, I used to hear it a lot as a kid. But you just keep riding and riding and riding because you can't pay to get off. So it's basically what it is. The new railroad, you just have to keep moving every couple of years or whenever necessary. Yeah, unfortunately, because... Well, I mean, like you said, like we were talking about, there's no, even if you get out, even if you do it the quote unquote legal way, they're still going to tax you no matter where else you go anyway. So unless you're doing it the non-legal way, you're going to get charged anyway.
Well, I think now it's more like a, you know, instead of needing our bodies to be able to escape and get away from the government, we need our transactions and our communications to be through, you know, that's where what we need to do to just kind of get our businesses protected, get our communications encrypted.
Yes.
Using the alternative cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
You know, and just, we don't need to go anywhere, right? We just need to basically disappear from their radar screen.
Yeah.
So
off grid.
That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah, that would be
as much as humanly possible.
Right.
But I gotta tell you, I went camping last weekend and I couldn't camp on my usual campsite because there was snow all over the ground. So maybe a little bit south of here might be a better way to go. But anyway, we'll be back.
To the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Freedom Fiends.
I'm feeling hardcore right now.
Good.
Hardcore.
Yes. So, James,
Harriet Tubman, you had some thoughts on
Harriet Tubman getting the shaft by being put on the $20 bill.
Yeah, you know, people. Well, it was all reported in the news that she was going to replace Andrew Jackson, but it's really, I think she's going to be on the other side. So it's going to be like this slave master with an escape slave on the ultimate slave note.
And you actually read that on the Treasury website, correct?
Yeah. Because like it's called modernmoney.treasury.gov, and it gives you the little descriptions and they're changing the 20, the 10, and the 5. And you know, it's funny because the 5 is going to feature things. It's going to honor historical events that occurred at the Lincoln Memorial in service of our democracy, and will feature Martin Luther King Jr. Okay,
in all right, service as, amongst of other our democracy, people. Really?
Well, so anyway, so now you're going to have Lincoln, who was like, you know, who was like this horrible racist and wanted to ship black people to Africa.
Back to Africa, yeah.
Right, with on the other side, you know, and then here's Martin Luther King, you know, like.
Yeah, now see, which one is more egregious?
Yeah, they're really trying to play it, you know, both ways here. So,
you know, I've always wanted hypocrisy on my currency. Like, I don't, Yeah, it's like a dream.
They're really stepping it up this time. They're like, yeah. I'm just glad they're not messing with Ben Franklin, okay? Like, what would...
yeah, because then what...
Featuring some of his favorite prostitutes on the other side. I don't know.
Hey, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. I think he would be, too. I think he would be cool with that.
Or maybe a picture of him taking one of his air baths.
Ooh. Not all of his inventions were great, you know?
I'm a big fan of his stove.
Yeah. But did you know? You know,
and the bifocals.
Did he really invent the air bath? Is that really a thing?
No, I don't think he invented it. I just think that was something he indulged in.
He was taking him?
Yes.
And that's when they were like, hey, why don't we send him to France? Yeah. Yeah, Ben. Yeah, we got a job for you in France. Interested? And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I can be naked much more easily over there.
Yeah.
Well, it worked for getting rid of Jefferson.
What?
Yeah.
How did they made him president eventually or something. Isn't that how they got rid of him? Or?
Well, no. Thomas Jefferson was the ambassador to France.
France, yeah.
And that's okay. When that's when the great centralizers came up with their constitution and rammed it down everybody's throat. It is widely believed that Jefferson would have objected strongly and fought against it. As a matter of fact, I was just listening to one of Prof. CJ's old podcasts on the Revolutionary Aftershocks. His comments about the Tree of Liberty being watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike was referring to the Federalists, and it was in a letter discussing the new proposed Constitution.
Yep. I listened to that episode. I knew that beforehand. So.
Today?
No. I have listened to that one before. But I think anyone
interested in the revolution needs to get all of those podcasts. That series. Oh, he has a whole great series on the revolution and leading up to it.
It's like six parts with the additional ones. It was great.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I think there was five of the. Mm-hmm. Of the revolution ones, and then there were two revolutionary aftershocks, one being Shays' Rebellion, which was a large part of the contribution to the centralizers demanding the Constitution, because they just weren't able to loot and pillage hard enough under the Articles of Confederation. And then there was also the
Now it's more looting
rebellion.
And pillaging.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and was it Judge Andrew Napolitano?
Insurrection crushing.
Yeah, Judge Napolitano always likes to throw out these little quips and comments like he's going to stir something up. He says, at the time of the revolution, the colonists were only being taxed 3%.
Think about it.
That's true. And
but they didn't have roads back then.
He straight up on Fox News said taxation is theft. I mean, I totally admire him for that.
He should have explained that to Austin Peterson when he had the chance.
All right, we'll be back for our second hour of The Fiends after this trip to the market.
You mean to the open bazaar.
There you go.
Hey, that's what we could do, the railroad.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
and women's suffrage. Nobody should have to suffer.
Boy, adults, they sure did.
Adult suffrage.
They fought.
That's the new $10 bill. It's gonna feature images of people important to the women's suffrage movement. So, you know, have you noticed that there's this in these new dollar bills, they're really trying to, like, you know, honor the democracy, and they're really trying to bring in this sort of, I guess, a lot of the traditional mythology back to the currency, right? I guess to, I don't know, generate interest in democracy, or I don't know. Why are they doing that?
Because people are realizing that democracy is horrible.
Yeah.
And this is part of the new, it's part of a PR campaign from a democracy corporate headquarters.
Well, right. Yeah,
it's a desperate measure.
The state. Uh-huh. By the way, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except for governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So that's our fancy intro to the second
one. That's right. Welcome.
I was
going to
read
Fiends.
It, but we just kept kind of talking about stuff.
Well, I was going to say, it makes that, what was that tweet that came out a few months ago about, you know, America being like a sitcom and it's, or a reality show in its last season, and the producers are just pulling out all the stops and throwing it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, just jumping the shark left and right.
They're just, the dollar bills and changing stuff like that, you know, that's just like adding, what's his name, Ted McGinley to the cast and saying, go for it.
Oh, right, yeah. And they're like, hey, but nobody's paying attention. Nobody's paying attention to our characters. You know, and they're like, well, what can we do to make them more crazy? Like, I got it. Have the one talk about the size of a junk during a presidential debate. That'll go great with our test market that everyone approves. And then that other guy, have him meet a booger. Yeah. That's going to be awesome. And they're like, okay, yeah, we've tested that against various demographics, and the booger eating really improved ratings, so go with that.
Wait, I can't remember which one ate a booger.
Ted Cruz.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this was like after he gave Trump a hard time for the size of his hands or something, and I guess that's where the whole junk thing came from.
I think, yeah, you need, I just to think it's rephrase great. Your question, which one got caught eating a booger?
But right, they're really trying to keep people interested. So,
but it sadly,
they all
it
seem like the type that they would eat their boogers, pretty much.
They seem like the type that would eat other people's boogers, especially Bernie.
I'll make sure that everybody gets an equal portion.
Bernie's a socialist, and he smells like tinkle.
Yeah, and
he got kicked off of a commune for being lazy. He's lazy even for a commie. Yeah. Even the other commies are like, dude, that dude is just, he keeps talking about politics. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Wow. Kicked off a commune. Wow.
Hey, so what's going on with these crazy musicians? Especially down in North Carolina.
In North Carolina. Yeah, I don't live in North Carolina anymore. But so these musicians, like Pearl Jam and Springsteen, are the most recent. In fact, Pearl Jam was supposed to be playing at a venue. It was right around the corner from where I used to live. But, you know, he left a nice note explaining why.
Who, Eddie?
Which I guess was supposed to make it, yeah. Or Pearl Jam, it did. It is probably Eddie mostly, but yeah.
Because they weren't sure which bathroom they could use when they got there, or is that?
Or something, yeah. Something along those lines. But anyway, I think they thought that it would, you know, make their fans feel better. Which, you know, I mean, there are, you know, I was just, not that I'm shocked that there are people out there supporting their tactics. I don't know. It's just, it's still kind of...
Let's give us a little background on this. What did they do in North Carolina recently? Because I only vaguely... They had something to do with who can use whose bathroom, and my eyes glaze over, so...
Yeah, I know. And I mean, it basically has to do with... And I actually did get had a little thing going on Facebook with it, and it was pointed out to me that I didn't have all the information, and... That, you know, when, and I have my doubts about reading a kind of a right-wing website with a right-wing governor who is McCrory from North Carolina explaining the bill and how it's not discriminatory. So, you know, I need to further read it, but the bottom line is that it seems that it is discriminatory toward folks who may be transgender or gay from using particular bathrooms. There's actually a clause in there about your birth certificate, that you essentially have to have a birth certificate to show what gender you were at birth, and that's the bathroom you need to use.
Gender police. There's like gender police, like checking and
It's, well, I don't know about all that. I mean, I know that there was something that was posted on Facebook where there was a gay woman that security called on her, and where she was actually in the women's bathroom, right? Well, she's still a woman, you know, and she might be gay, but she's not transgendered. But apparently, there was like security called, and I don't know. It's just a big old mess out there, and
it seems like no matter which branch of government it is, eventually they're checking your gender out, right? Like some eventually, like it always comes down to like, so let me get this right. So some people, the government of North Carolina did something which is perceived to be really stupid, right? Or discriminatory, well, or bad, or anyway, they did bad action X, right? So, okay, they did something bad. Okay, now, so we're supposed to boycott everybody that lives there? Is that?
Essentially, that's kind of what it boils down to, and I don't necessarily really consider it boycotting. I more consider it kind of a weak form of protest and cowardly at
just
that.
To be like, yeah, we're not going to go there.
Yeah, we're not going to go because we don't like the government's laws, where it's like it's the government. Now, I could see if they were actually playing for, you know, the elite and the powerful of North Carolina that had some, you know, some part in passing this law and everything. But they're punishing their fans, you know, by doing this. And I find that to be completely, you know, kind of ineffective. And
but are they saying, did they make a statement that says, like, look, we're not going to go play there, so we want you to put pressure on your government and do the right thing so we can come back and play? Or are they like literally like, listen, we're not going to know what bathrooms to use. It's too much of a hassle to go there anyway. And, you know, we're just not doing it. You know, but, you know, you guys were barely tolerable as it was. And, we're just going to do another night in Vegas and it all comes out even for us. So.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I think that the note, if I remember correctly from reading it, that it does encourage putting pressure on the government. But my thing is like, you know, if you don't like it, why don't you come down or why don't you go to North Carolina and protest alongside the other protesters that are there? Why don't you go get up on stage and make your viewpoints known, like the Dixie Chicks did, you know, over Bush, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like have some, you know, intestinal.
I mean, I could see it both
testicular
ways.
Fortitude. Kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I kind of see where they're coming from, you know, but it just seems weak to try to punish people for the crimes of the government. Because, like, try to be consistent on that, okay?
Right, exactly.
Like, I know people that were like, oh, we got to boycott Israel. Well, why? Mm-hmm. Well, because that Israeli government is being horrible to the people in Palestine. I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, gee, look what Uncle Sam's doing. I guess I have to boycott my own business because if that's the standard, right? Like, how could you possibly, which country, which tax farm can I do business with based on the adequate benevolence of the slave master?
Yeah.
You know, like, no, I'm not going to do that.
I mean,
well,
speaking
of consistent, aren't some of the musicians that are boycotting North Carolina and canceling their shows down there, don't they also do shows in Africa, in the Middle East, where homosexuality is completely outlawed?
Actually, that was, I'm not sure about Pearl
Brian
Jam
Adams.
And Springs. It was Brian Adams, and he boycotted Mississippi. So he refused to perform in Mississippi because, you know, they also have a particular LGBT discrimination law or something going on down there. But he had just gotten back from Egypt, where they will, like, legally kill you for being gay.
But you know, but he probably felt like he couldn't have an influence there. But maybe he feels like, you know, I could kind of see it where he's like, maybe I could have an influence in Mississippi. You know, they need to turn this around, and maybe this would be the edge that somebody needs to get him talking about it. And I don't know.
So is he concerned about having an influence, or is he concerned about having an impact? Does he want to remain consistent to his values of saying, hey, discrimination against gays, lesbians, and whatever is wrong? Yeah. Oh, gee, I can't have an influence in Egypt? Okay, well, I'll still play there anyway.
Right.
You know, because their money is whatever color it is.
I'll take their money, exactly. Yeah. And another thing is, I think that, you know, if these guys were up and coming bands, they wouldn't be big names. They wouldn't be in big venues necessarily. But they might be traveling from another state. And if they really needed the money, politics be darned. I don't think I can say the other word on the air, but, you know, they would probably still play, you know, because they needed the money. So it's just like,
what if all those musicians at Woodstock back in the 60s have been like, nope, actually the governor did something mean and we're canceling Woodstock.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to do a little promotion for a decent band. It's not full of a bunch of lunatics and everything else. The band is called Backwards. It's BACKWORDZ. Their new single has just been released, or the video's out, and the actual single should be getting posted real soon. Kyle, if you could go ahead and play that, I appreciate it. It's called Statism.
It's great.
Yes, it's very good.
He'll cue it up.
Wow, it's awesome.
yeah. This starts slow and then it really builds.
Yeah, it's got a great beat.
This is the silent part of it.
Yeah, it's actually a John Cage number that.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get to it. You know,
I guess we're not going to get to it this segment.
Let's start out the next segment with it right after the commercial break.
I think
that'll be a perfect spot
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, there's a little teaser
because it really deserves to be highlighted. It's really high quality, mm-hmm. and so I think a lot of people are excited about it.
Yeah,
and the YouTube channel is called Backwards Music, and Backwards is WORDZ. Music is spelled normally. And it features Craig Mabbitt of Escape the Fate, and I'm not even familiar with them because I guess maybe I'm too old or something like that.
Yeah, I had never heard of them either. I guess I'm too old too.
A lot of people loved it just because the one guy has a black and yellow sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's Eric July.
Yeah. It's yeah. Cool. There needs to be a little dancing anarchy balls in the background.
Yeah, as like Fly Girls.
Fly Girls. Does anybody remember Fly Girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to be a fly girl.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
I'm gonna get to it. This is an open letter from Secretary Liu, and explaining his new currencies.
We gotta listen to the song first.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Where's the song?
Here we go. All right. This is gonna be Statism. It's a new single from Backwards. Go ahead, give it a play, Kyle. I listened to that probably several times would be a fair estimate yesterday, and I read the lyrics, and it's really nice to see the message getting out properly. And I look forward to a time where anarcho-capitalist music, rock, rap, whatever, is going to become mainstream. So NEMA, the NEMA V and backwards will be, I don't know, doing like the Warp Tour or something like that. They'll be the Warp Tour.
Right on. Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to them. Show some support. Go check out their website and everything.
What is the website again?
I'll put a link in the show notes for it, but the YouTube channel is Backwards Music.
All right, cool.
Cool.
So, yeah, I love to see, you know, we need more arts, you know, more arts liberty projects. I just, you know, I think one artist, one musician, one novelist is worth, you know, at least three presidential candidates.
I think one lousy liberty musician is worth three of the best presidential candidates. When you think about it, there's not a heck of a lot of true liberty music out there. I mean, you got the fake constitutional limited liberty, you know, the different country artists and stuff like that talking about how how the troops defend your right to obey the government and you should be thankful for it. And there needs to be some true, pure, uncut 420 friendly liberty out there. High power. Well,
there is a lot of it coming out of the more rap side of things, actually. At least that's the most I've come across, because Eric's more of a rapper, but he's with Backwards, which is more of a metal band. But in general, like my friend Danilo has interviewed a bunch of them. There's like five or six different guys that have come across just in the past year alone, but they all seem to be going the rap route with it. My friend Jared Howe is one of them. He goes by the name Jerry One. He promotes himself as a voluntarist rapper. But yeah, I think there needs to be more. I guess Jordan Page is the closest to it, right?
Yeah. Although, but you know, they're probably not going to get the invite to the White House for the mentorship program.
Yeah,
right?
But they don't have.
Oh, God. Rick Ross has that gig already. Oh. So
yeah. Wow, what a loss.
I met Jordan last year at Agora Fest and did a nice little interview with him.
Yeah. Jordan Page, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was really nice to talk to. I didn't know a whole lot about him before that, and I was really impressed just chatting with him and getting to know him. Real nice guy.
Super high quality human being, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I cooked dinner for him late one night after he got in, because that's what I do. I've cooked for like all the big names of Liberty, it seems like.
I think he has like 13 kids now. I think he has like literally like he just.
Something like that.
How many? Like every time I see him, there's like three or four more than the last time.
I think there's six or seven. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm serious. This dude is. He's
that are actually his progeny. Pool. Oh, wow.
Yeah, last year he said six. And I was like, oh my
good
God.
Good Lord.
I thought there was a seventh that came along. I'm not positive.
Boys got swimmers. Okay, I'll just put it that way. All right.
Strong swimmers and a lot of them.
And he looks like he's 25, too. Yeah. I don't know. He's like early 30s. He works hard. But yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't have gray hair with all those kids. Anyway. So, rock, rap, liberty music. Good stuff.
Well, think of all the important social movements, right? They're always like deeply involved with the arts, right? Whether it's film or music. So,
well, look at the Vietnam era protest music.
Yeah,
protest songs. I mean, that was some high quality stuff back then.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we'll be back. More Freedom Fiends.
Worms.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself. a groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon. Your house is your property.
Freedom Fiends. Old Michael Dean had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. So, James, you had some very important monetary information that you were going to share with everybody.
Well, this is an open letter from Secretary Liu at the United States Treasury. Okay.
And no relation.
I just feel that's... Right, this is L-E-W. I guess that's his last name. I don't know who this guy
okay.
is.
Yeah.
Anyway, no but I expect, you know, the Fiends should do, we should do our part to get this important message out. And I'm just going to give you a little taste. When I announced last June that a newly redesigned $10 note would feature a woman, I hope to encourage a national conversation about women in our democracy. The response has been powerful. You and your fellow citizens from across the country have made your voices heard through town hall discussions and roundtable conversations, and with more than a million responses via mail and email and through handwritten notes, tweets, and social media posts. Thank you for sharing this thoughtful and impassioned feedback. That sounds really like, wow, everyone was talking about it. I never even heard about it. But
me either.
How did he come up with this millions? They're like, okay, every time somebody tweeted it, how many people get Twitter? Billions? Okay, count that as billions. I don't know. Like, really? Millions? Millions
yeah.
of people gave feedback?
And they all demanded Caitlyn Jenner.
But you know, government agents and politicians, you know, they never embellish. I mean,
well, in this day and age, who knows? Maybe they just had bots doing it. People
yeah,
voting
true.
Somewhere.
Fake Twitter followers.
They voted twice.
Exactly.
Dead people voted.
Wow.
They voted early. They voted oftener. And they voted harder.
I still think this is I'm going to say this is a dishonor for Harriet Tubman, who she does not deserve to have her image, I think, used for slave notes. No,
especially if she's still on it with Jackson. That's just even more.
Yeah, probably in like right. a like. I think he is still the main portrait, and like, and also in the background with somebody who got away from Jackson. You know, like no.
I mean, at the very least, have her turned around then, so at least she's like running away from him. I mean, come on.
That portrait of her where she's got a gun and like reaching out her hand. It was like a drawing somebody made. Like she's got like a pistol in one hand and in the other hand is reaching out to help somebody. It's a really great portrait, or I don't know. I don't know if she posed that way for it, but as some artist represented her that way.
So, yeah. So, like you said, it seemed like the general population don't get that. They don't understand that she's going to be basically sharing, you know, the spotlight with Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill still. And the fact that they are so proud of this and the unintentional irony is completely lost on them.
Yeah, it's like it would be like putting Lysander Spooner on a postage stamp, right? Like that's
yeah.
just... I don't think he would have approved of that. Although, actually, he might have just laughed. And, like,
right.
He probably would have enjoyed the lulls. But
yeah.
Anyway, but at the same time, maybe this will help people learn about Harriet Tubman. So it's not like there couldn't be a benefit if people look into her and found out, you know, what she had to do to fight slavery and of course the Fugitive Slave Act made her job so much harder. After the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850,
it
wasn't enough to just
possible.
Get people to the North. Yeah.
It didn't make her job harder. It made her job possible. The Fugitive Slave Act was a jobs program for
for abolitionists.
For conductors of the Underground Railroad.
But, yeah.
It's just like immigration laws create the coyote positions. Well,
yeah.
Consider her a
right.
coyote for the escaping slaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just had to go. They had to go further after the Fugitive Slave Act.
Right. But she was helping people just get from Maryland to Pennsylvania. And then they're like, oh, now we got to go to Canada. I'm like, oh, man.
Now, so. keep in mind that every time she did that, she was breaking the law. Mm-hmm. She was violating the Constitution because the fugitive slave laws are specifically listed in the Constitution. Article 4, Section 2. So she had to destroy the Constitution to preserve it. The path to freedom isn't always a legal one. So good for her.
Rarely for is her. A legal one.
Yeah. Anyway. So, well, let's, let's, at least it's creating an opportunity for us to talk about her. So there.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, hopefully people will look into it.
Look at you seeing the bright side.
Well, the only thing I would say, though, is it's going to depend on where they get their information from, because, you know.
True.
The textbook, the descriptions of Harriet Tubman conveniently leave all that other stuff out. There's really no mention of that. Just, oh, yeah, she helped free the slaves. There's no mention
of that. Yeah, and she was best friends with Abraham Lincoln.
Right, and she was a Republican.
She was best friends with Abraham Lincoln and strong Republican woman.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Best friends with Abe Lincoln, and together they held hands and abolished slavery and sang songs. And
they skipped into the sunset together.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you that she was a criminal. There was a reward. There was a price on her head. She was wanted dead or alive for
by Lincoln.
Yeah.
By Lincoln. It's true. It's true.
Yeah. But they were best friends.
Never forget. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the price was on her head to bring her home so that they could enjoy their friendship. Yeah.
Please come home or I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend.
I don't. Well, maybe he wanted to offer the hospitality of the Lincoln bedroom, which at that time, you know, was a little more prestigious.
I wonder what it was called then.
The bedroom?
The bedroom.
Yeah. My bedroom.
Abe's man cave? I don't know. I mean,
Abe's man cave?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but going back to what I was saying about, you know, where people get their information from, I think this is actually part of the... With the ridiculous statement from, who is it? Was that Jack Lew? I forget the guy's name already, or at least I tried to. Who made that silly statement about everybody wanting this?
Millions.
But this does this will drum up enough. It will drum up enough debate to keep the average citizen distracted from everything else, just as intended. Because the people, like we were talking about earlier, I think we're talking about it off the air, but about everybody trying to claim it. You know, Republicans, Democrats, everybody's trying to claim her values and say, oh, she was a Republican. Well, no, she was. And
she was pro-gun. She was
she was pro-gun and she was a criminal, like Lou said. I mean,
Yeah.
She couldn't have been a Republican. She hated the Constitution and the fugitive slave laws.
Yeah, and didn't somebody tell her, you know, the law is the law, and you know, she could have, she went to Pennsylvania, she could have gone to Somalia.
Right. Yeah.
She consented. She consented by not going to Somalia, like
staying here and flaunting the law. How dare she?
Yeah, that horrible scoff law. And as a matter of fact, you know, maybe she obviously never saw that guy from the NYPD wearing the shirt that says "Real Heroes Die Serving the Law, Not Breaking It."
Oh, cops
servicing the law. What was it?
On their knees,
enforcing the law or something like that. Yeah. Speaking of cops on their knees, aren't we supposed to talk about some sort of safe space for cops? Michael asked us to talk about that.
Yeah, they were complaining. They were talking about that yesterday. Apparently somebody somewhere was again complaining about
Edmonton. These are some very concerned cops in Edmonton. they're suffering. The quote was the continuous accountability, continuously being in the public eye, and that having to be infallible. It puts a lot of pressure on our police officers and contributes to their mental health. Okay. and then so basically he's setting it up. That means police accountability. Sure, we can have it, but we're going to have a lot more PTSD claims. So he's like, okay. So now if they're like, oh, I can't handle the stress of people's camera phones, they can get the PTSD medical out, right? I think that's where they're headed with this.
So
like, I can't take it anymore.
So are you trying to say that they're kind of like the average, I don't know, motorists that as soon as they see a cop, they really start to get nervous about whether they're going to have their picture taken and have their money taken away from them or possibly lose their life. Is that what the cops are whining and complaining about?
Yeah, it's stressful. There's a lot of stress there.
Good.
You Good. Can certainly understand it, right?
Yeah.
But so anyway, this,
there's actually a Pink Floyd song that Michael wanted us to talk about too. It's called the Fletcher Memorial Home for Incurable Tyrants and Kings. And if we have enough time left in this segment, I'll go ahead and read it. That's okay with
do
you
it.
Guys.
Yeah, all right. Do it.
So the lyrics go: take all your overgrown infants away somewhere and build them a home, a little place of their own, the Fletcher Memorial Home for Incurable Tyrants and Kings. And they can appear to themselves every day on closed circuit TV to make sure they're still real. It's the only connection they feel. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Reagan and Haig, Mr. Begin and friend Mrs. Thatcher and Paisley, Mr. Brezhnev and party, the ghost of McCarthy, the memories of Nixon, and now adding color a group of anonymous Latin American meatpacking glitterati. Do they expect us to treat them with any respect? They can polish their medals and sharpen their smiles and amuse themselves playing games for a while. Boom, boom, bang, bang, lie down, you're dead. Safe in the permanent gaze of a cold glass eye with their favorite toys. They'll be good girls and boys in the Fletcher Memorial Home for Colonial Wasters of Life and Limb. Is everyone in? Are you having a nice time? Now the final solution can be applied.
Oh,
tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit.
Yep.
It's not exactly Dr. Seuss, but it certainly has a ring to it.
It's a lot more cheerful, too. You know? I love the celebratory nature and the joy at the end.
Yeah.
As it's resolved.
Now, right. Fantastic. Not too far from you in Pittsburgh, aren't the police fighting back against drug testing?
Oh, it's infringing on their constitutional rights.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back.
Same with body cameras.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free and, of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms. Worms.
What?
James is just being difficult.
Contrarian. He's a contrarian, is all he is.
Freedom Fiends.
Isn't that just James being James? Not really.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. That's what they pay me for. That's how I earn my Freedom Fiends buttons.
That's how you get the big buttons.
All right. A little redemption in the third act here. So, Diana, you just read at the end of the last segment the
lyrics from the Floyd song.
Yeah, the Fletcher Memorial Home for Incurable Felons and Kings. So, Michael says that we need a safe space for cops.
That would really work. Yeah.
Yeah, but with that final solution at the end, I don't know if you can call it a safe space. I think it's safe for the rest of us.
Well, exactly.
Right.
But in the interim, it's safe for them, because that's basically what it is. Because you also touched on that story with the Pittsburgh cops fighting against, you know, their rights being violated. You know, all these
that's adorable, isn't it? Pittsburgh cops, they're like, hey, we're going to give you, we want to do, steroids are this huge problem in law enforcement, and we're going to give you a drug test. They're like, whoa, constitutional rights time. Suddenly they're exactly. experts in defending rights.
James, yeah. I have to correct you. If you take a look at the average cop, it is plainly obvious that they're not taking steroids, and they're definitely not taking diet pills or weight loss medication. Most of those guys are some hardcore heifers.
Maybe
they're taking Dunkin' Donuts.
No, they're taking the wrong steroids. They're taking the prednisone like Michael, which actually makes you want to eat.
They end up retaining a lot of water in their uterus. Yeah.
I was just gonna say they're all complaining, like, you know, just like the college kids on the campuses, you know. They're, oh my god, my feelings are hurt. Oh my god.
Yeah. I have an idea of a safe place for cops. It's called Gitmo.
Since it hasn't been closed or anything.
There's plenty of activities for them down there. I'm not talking about for work either. I'm talking about their retirement home.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Lodge of the Fraternal Order of Police has filed a civil rights grievance against the city, claiming officers have been ordered to undergo drug and alcohol testing that is a violation of their contract, and describes the policy as "quote unquote" an illegal search and seizure. They're very concerned about illegal search and seizure.
Seriously.
Oh yeah.
So what they're saying, investigating drug use is unconstitutional.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody asked me, because I said, you know what? Get rid of the cops. And somebody says, well, what about the jobs? Because I'm very opposed to the war on drugs in 99.9% of what they do. And somebody asked, what about their jobs? And I says, well, they can go out and they can find productive work out in the private sector, and they can stop being parasites. But quite frankly, if they're
shooting dogs and beating up people.
Quite frankly, if they're so incapable of going out and finding real work, I really don't care if they die of starvation in the streets. And I was looked at like I was some kind of a monster for that. I'm so opposed to what they do. I would rather see them starve to death if they can't find real work. And if they can't
find a job, you just said, like, well, look, he's a carjacker. What are you saying? Are you saying a carjacker shouldn't be able to feed his family with carjackings? Right? Yeah, actually, yeah, who cares? But anyway, it's just, I think it's I guess it's kind of good news just to see these people having to put the Fraternal Order of Police on the defense and making them make the arguments against testing and against illegal search and seizure. Like, how fun.
The things that they just love to perpetrate against your average person.
The thing that gives me some hope, though, is the number of people that are blindly defending cops is just dwindling and dropping like a rock.
Yeah.
I think last time I was on, or two times ago, I was talking about a story in Arizona where the police union or police association gave their detailed description of what happened at the event, and most of the comments, and none of these were friends of mine, were saying, release the body cam footage, release the cam footage, and all this other stuff. It's like, oh my god, I don't even know these people, but they're saying the right things.
No wonder these cops are stressed and need a safe space.
Yeah. So, Diana, you have a haiku for us. It's the Honorable Mention Award.
Yes, an Honorable Mention, great late entry to the haiku contest. And this is from Ross. Butt Fungus Blockchain. Dank Catmuff memes on Facebook. I hear your lungworms.
I am touched.
I love it.
So that really hits you.
Especially with the background music going. I mean, it's just... Thank you, Ross. That's awesome.
That haiku has touched my life improperly.
I rarely cry on the show, but wow.
Yeah. For more Freedom Fiends, go to freedomfiends.com. Thank you all for your service. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.